Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Here in the USA, it's Columbus Day, and in Canada, they're observing their Thanksgiving Day. So how much do you know about Columbus Day? From History.com, I found the following information. Christopher Columbus was an Italian-born explorer who set sail in August 1492, bound for Asia with backing from the Spanish monarchs King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella aboard the ships the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Columbus intended to chart a western sea route to China, India, and the fabled Golden Spice Islands of Asia. Instead, on October 12, 1492, he landed in the Bahamas. Well, the first Columbus Day celebration took place in 1792 when New York's Columbian Order, better known as Tammany Hall, held an event to commemorate the historic landing's 300th anniversary. Taking pride in Columbus's birthplace and faith, Italian and Catholic communities in various parts of the country began organizing annual religious ceremonies and parades in his honor. It was in 1892 that President Benjamin Harrison issued a proclamation encouraging Americans to mark the 400th anniversary of Columbus's voyage with patriotic festivities, writing, "On that day, let the people, so far as possible, cease from toil and devote themselves to such exercises as may best express honor to the discoverer and their appreciation of the great achievements of the four completed centuries of American life." It was in 1937 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed Columbus Day a national holiday, largely as a result of intense lobbying by the Knights of Columbus. Columbus Day is observed on the second Monday of October. While Columbus Day is a federal government holiday, meaning all federal offices are closed, not all states grant it as a day off from work. Well, however you choose to celebrate Columbus Day, I wish you a great day, and thank you for making WRVM a part of it. Now, while federal offices may be closed today, WRVM is on the air proclaiming the greatest news in history, the gospel message. Thank you for your prayers and gifts that help to make this radio ministry possible. We can't do it without your help. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.